Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. Another bank holiday, another trip to a garden centre. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. The bank holiday season is upon us again. We've just had Easter. Then there's May Day, and with the King and Queen's coronation, we get an extra one before spring bank holiday at the end of May. Basically, a month or so of 4-day weeks. So, another bank holiday, another drive through the countryside, another trip to a garden centre. This time, we bought a couple of plants for the garden, and I bought a cucumber plant. I have to put it for now in my recently acquired cold frame. Always wanted a cold frame. I also recently purchased a box of vegetables to grow. So the other Saturday, I set about sowing seeds in trays for beetroot, broccoli, courgettes, carrots, lettuce, radishes and beans, as well as bulbs for garlic, onions and shallots. My cold frame is currently busy, and I'm wondering where in the garden I'm going to plant the seedlings when they get bigger. I have a walk-in growing frame, which I plan to pot and put the cucumber. The rest I will work out as they grow. I've only planted a few of each, as I don't want to grow too many, and then be left with tons of vegetables that won't get eaten. I may have a go at trying to grow peppers from seeds again. Tried once before. Got a really good plant and then a few small peppers, but nothing to really pick up and use in a salad. I've also replanted all my strawberry plants in the faint hope that I will get some strawberries. I've converted a wooden pallet into a tiered planter, lined the sections with fabric and planted the strawberries in the troughs that are created. I could have planted all of these in the raised bed at my dad's house, but I'm hoping to sell in the near future, and I don't want to have to leave a bed full of vegetables to the new owner, do I? People say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery. The shortened form of the quote by Oscar Wilde, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness." At work, they pull my leg, mock me. Call it what you like, it's only harmless banter, and it certainly is not bullying or offensive. I have a few sayings that I use during the course of the day on a regular basis, and they now get either mockingly repeated to me or said to me before I have the chance to say them. The imitation comes when they get said by the other guys in a situation that I would use them. Between us, we now have a number of sayings that we are carrying into our everyday lives. For instance, if something looks a bit tricky or technical, we say that it's a bit techy. I use words like gadgy to describe things that are maybe just a bunch of loose items or lots of little things. I would just say, all those gadgy bits. And a saying I pinched from a guy I used to work with about 20 years ago. If there's not much of something, I say, oh, there's not a busting lot. The one that I'm trying to say less and less is, I know, which gets used against me more frequently than anything else at the moment, which, stating the obvious, is when someone points out or tells you something of which I am aware of. This strange thought struck me the other day. How many lakes are there in the Peak District? And how many peaks are there in the Lake District? We had a job to Ashbourne in the Peak District the other week. The boss asked one of us if they minded a long day as we were going to the Lake District, which of course turned out to be the Peak District. Trick pub question is, how many lakes are there in the Lake District? The answer being one. as there is only one body of water called lake. All the others are called tarn or mere or water, which according to the dictionary, they are just other words for lake. There are actually 16 lakes and 76 bodies of water. Funnily enough, there are 214 peaks or mountains in the Lake District. The Peak District, on the other hand, has but three main peaks. Two of them are just high enough to be classed as mountains. But there are, however, 106 peaks, fells, hills or mountains. On the lakefront, the Peak District is more famous for its reservoirs, of which it has an abundance. Well, 10. Most of which were created to supply water to Manchester and the surrounding towns. The two most famous are probably the Lady Bower, which is one of the largest and most recently formed, the other being the Derwent, with its imposing Derwent Dam, famously used during World War II for the 617 Squadron to practice for the Dambuster raids in 1943. Obviously, the Lake District is so called because of all the lakes, or large bodies of water. The Peak District, however, has nothing to do with peaks or hills. But it gets its name from a group of Anglo-Saxons that inhabited that area of Britain called Pescatons, or Peak Dwellers, or Peaklanders, as it translates to. I'm really loving Airbnb. It's making looking for and booking places to stay so much easier. It's increased the selection immensely, as people can list their cottages, etc., much more easily, to a much wider audience, and being able to search for different types of accommodation all in one place. We've used it for our 60th birthday holiday, Platinum Jubilee weekend away. That was late Easter, as we missed that. And we've managed to book a stay in an old chapel and another in a railway carriage, as well as somewhere different at Easter, as our previous cottage has stopped being let. Yes, we did get away this Easter, and we got back into our old routine of places to see and visit. With a different cottage in a different town, we had to find a new fish and chip shop. Good it was, too. Lincoln on Saturday for lunch, charity, book and record shops, and then a visit to the Tenpin Bowling on the way home. But that was just because we all needed the toilet. Church on Sunday, and then a new place for Sunday lunch in Boston, Goodyard's Barn, and they do a Sunday carvery. Back to Woodall Spa, quick wander round, followed by a trip to the Kinemar in the woods. Dungeons and Dragons, Honour Amongst Thieves, before you ask, and yes, I did enjoy it. The others went to see Hallelujah, something to do with a retirement home. The Missing Dog Saga. Just very quickly, I think something may have developed. I don't follow the saga on Facebook, so I might never know. But virtually all of the posters and banners have suddenly gone. There are just a few spurious ones left on the far reaches of the search area. Either they have given up or he has turned up. Whether it's dead or alive, who knows? I suppose I really should try and find out. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you'll join me again soon for more Ramblings from Aloft.